Mr. Nyker.
Good morning, and it's still morning.
Agenda item number 12, 10, excuse me.
Mr. Vu is requesting authorization to construct an 80-foot by 18-foot riprap spur breakwater extending from an existing revetment and to construct a 145-foot-long riprap breakwater with 650 cubic yards of sand placed landward as beach nourishment adjacent to his property along Cook Drive in Gloucester County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. Mr. Vu's property is situated along the York River, approximately 3 miles downstream from the Coleman Bridge. Development along this shoreline is primarily residential. The property includes about 230 feet of shoreline that faces in a south-southeast direction with a fetch of about 2.5 miles in that direction and a much larger fetch directly to the east towards the mouth of the river. Two 50-foot-long breakwaters were constructed at the site around 1997. They've provided some shoreline protection, but erosion is still occurring. This project is designed to improve the shoreline protection and restore that sandy beach area. This is a plan view drawing showing the existing site conditions. These are the breakwaters that were constructed around 1997. This is the plan. Mr. Vu is proposing to add stone and basically connect the two breakwaters here with a larger structure, higher structure, and also to construct this spur breakwater structure here extending from an existing revetment and add sand nourishment in along here. The wetland board required that the nourished area also be planted with Spartina patens, so it will be nourished and planted. This is a cross-sectional drawing showing the proposed breakwater. It will be 18 feet wide, crest of 2 feet in width, at a height of 2 feet above mean high water. Nourishment will be placed landward, extending between 10 and 30 feet, depending on the location there. That will call for 650 cubic yards of sand. This is a ground shot looking downstream. That spur structure extending off of the revetment will extend off in this direction. This is a shot looking upstream. This is the most upstream of the two existing breakwaters. A portion of the other breakwater is located right here at the edge of the screen. I'm standing on the pier in this picture. Panning downstream. This is the adjoining property owner, Mr. Nguyen. He is objecting to the project. He is concerned that the project may negatively affect his beach. We were originally scheduled to hear this back in June, and at that point, Mr. Vu requested that we pull the item off of the June agenda to give him an opportunity to work with his neighbor. Unfortunately, they haven't come to any solution on that, which is why we're hearing it today. Mr. Nguyen does remain opposed to the project. His wife contacted me last week and said that Mr. Nguyen is out of the country and would be unable to attend the meeting, but that they do remain in opposition. She added that they are concerned the construction may affect the value of their property, which is currently on the market. The other adjoining property owner, Mr. Briggs, also contacted me last week, and he stated he is in full support of the project. Panning further downstream, that 80-foot-long structure will extend off in this direction. Sand, of course, placed behind all of it. Mr. Briggs, that I mentioned, he owns the property over here with the revetment. In this photo, I am standing behind the most upstream breakwater looking in a downstream direction. You can see a portion of the downstream breakwater. I put this in just kind of for interest. This is an old bulkhead that had been constructed and is now exposed. This is looking upstream. A breakwater with beach nourishment is consistent with the shoreline management recommendation provided by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science Center for Conservation, or for CCRM, Center for Conservation Resource Management. They did note that submerged aquatic vegetation is in the vicinity and that that should be avoided. We also spoke with Scott Hardaway, director of the Shoreline Studies Program there at VIMS. He indicated the project design is consistent with a recommendation that he made regarding the project when Mr. Vu and his contractor, Jeff Watkins, were developing the plan. No other state agencies have commented on the project. This is an aerial that includes the 2015 annual SAV mapping conducted by VIMS. You can see there's a very extensive bed of SAV out here. These are the two existing breakwaters, one here, one right in here, just inside of the line. And if you'll recall, the new breakwater will be kind of a angled structure like this. And then the spur will extend off in this direction. So it's landward of the existing vegetation. Just to prove that it's out there, that's an aerial without that the green coverage. You can see it's very, very dense. Although these are just a snapshot in time, these are about almost 10 years apart. They do show that the shoreline is experiencing erosion. Sand transport along this shoreline is variable and really dependent on the wind direction. It moves upstream, downstream, and you know back and forth between the near shore and shoreline. There is a limited amount of intertidal sand downstream of the project that would be expected to move toward Mr. Wynn's property that would potentially be affected by the breakwaters. The proposed modification coupled with the addition of sand should improve the effectiveness of this breakwater system. Gloucester County Wetland Board approved the project back in April, and it will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground. Where appropriate, breakwaters are a preferred alternative to manage shoreline erosion. The proposed modifications to the existing breakwaters, coupled with the addition of sand landward of the structure, should improve the effectiveness of the breakwater and minimize the potential for the breakwater to affect neighboring shorelines. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff is recommending approval of the project. Since the beach nourishment is proposed landward of mean low water, there's no royalty associated with it. I know Mr. Watkins is present, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Chip. Mm-hmm. The applicant is present and represented. Please come forward, gentlemen. I need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your names for the record.
I'm Quang Vu, first name C-U-O-N-G.
Thank you, Mr.
Vu. Middle name D, and last name V is in Victor U.
Thank you, Mr. Vu.
I'm Jeff Watkins, agent and contractor.
What do we need to know?
Basically, it's been explained properly, and we're here to answer any questions.
Are there any questions from the commission? That was easy. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify either pro or con on this matter? Anybody? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
Sensitive to the protestants' concerns, but at the same time, I feel like we've heard good testimony that the project is the preferred alternative, and a lot's been done to minimize any risk to adjacent property owners. So I move to approve staff recommendation.
It's a motion by Mr. Ballard.
Second.
There's a second by Mr. Miner. Any discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. The project is approved. Thank you, gentlemen.